Thank you for taking the time to chat with us today, Brennan. Now, let's talk a little bit about how Family Transition Place and our community is celebrating International Women's Day.
Typically, FTP is so proud to host an in-person luncheon where we can be together and we can celebrate and we can connect the incredible women in our community. Given the global pandemic we continue to find ourselves in, we've had to pivot for another year. So this year was an encore of our Phenomenal Women campaign, which was a local opportunity for folks to support FTP and to recognize women in our community. There was exclusive items for the campaign that say, I am a phenomenal woman, that can be given to your colleagues and your family members and your friends as gifts. Or you can honor someone by planting a lawn sign, whether that says a phenomenal woman lives here or phenomenal women work here. Just that recognition and that celebration of all of the incredible women in our community.
The theme for this year's International Women's Day is Break the Bias, a very important topic of conversation. I was hoping you could expand on the meaning of this year's theme and why it's important in this day and age.
There's a theme every year, and the national theme this year is Break the Bias, and that's breaking the biases of gender stereotypes and gender inequality that exists in our society. So the campaign always accompanies a hand symbol or a gesture that you can be sharing on social media. So the Break the Bias symbol this year is the formation of an X with your arms and your hands, and it's in those symbols, those really share symbols that you can demonstrate your support, you can demonstrate your commitment to ending those inequalities and stopping those gender stereotypes. Sometimes it can feel that gender stereotypes are biased when it comes to gender experience locally and around the world isn't a thing and isn't something that we need to be paying any attention to. But if the last 2 years has done anything, it's really highlighted those inequities. And it can be as simple as changing the language that you use or challenging gender stereotypes when you hear them. Like, I think even in as simple as when we think about professions, so we can think about, oh, all nurses are female, not the case, and we can challenge those things. Or it is the job of a mom to raise kids, and we can challenge that too. So it can feel very, very big and large and challenging sometimes, but really in our day-to-day experiences and our day-to-day language choices, we can really all play a part in breaking that bias.
How can our community be a part of this movement, not just on International Women's Day, but every day?
It's in your language choices. It's in your belief systems. It's challenging sexist joke when you hear it. It's those little steps along the way that add up to a really big impact in our society, both locally and around the world. And I think it's having that confidence to challenge what exists, because it's not like we're going to upend the history in a day, but it's really making that commitment to make transformative change in your life, in your individual circles, but in your workplace, in your family, in your friend circles. It can seem astronomical and daunting to kind of tackle that bias and to break the bias, but really it's the small steps that add up to big transformative change.